Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
ESPN is the latest to pull the plug on the hoodie. This is our Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Bill Belichick might not care what anyone or any media outlet says about him, but he still is making headlines every day, which will be piled on with each loss as UNC team suffers. And there is a new angle on whatever happens, including an ACC win, if it comes. Earlier this week, his girlfriend Jordan Hudson revealed that she and her man are engaged and will be married in December somewhere near Boston, where he became almost immortal from his sixth Super Bowl run with the Patriots. He has not confirmed the nuptials. When Carolina hired Belichick last December, he was inundated with national publicity, including being scheduled for the Hard Knocks series by NFL Films and HBO. That went away after Hudson wanted a producer's role, saying she was Bill's brand manager. Hulu's documentary on Belichick's first season as college coach, who was scheduled, then dropped. But the biggest commitment had come from ESPN, which announced that UNC's opening game against TCU would be moved to primetime on Labor Day night, and despite no other football on September 1st, the game day crew would do a special pregame show. The result of that game is hardly a secret, although everyone at Carolina wishes it can be forgotten and believes the Tar Heels would have been better off opening with less pomp at mid-major Charlotte, the team they played in Week 2 and won 20-10. ESPN was hoping this would be a repeat of Deion Sanders' debut at Colorado, which drew the first and second most viewers for the Buffalo's first six games of the 2023 season, which was Belichick's last with the NFL Pats. Kurt Dargis, the ESPN senior director for programming, had said, "Potential is there for Belichick to draw Sanders-level viewership. The pregame excitement in Chapel Hill and the sellout crowd at Keenan Stadium were unprecedented." Dargis was right, as the game drew $6.6 million for the first half of UNC's eventual 48-14 loss to TCU. No numbers were available for the second half. The Charlotte win and the 41-6 blowout over Richmond, another mid-major, raised hope that a coming storm could be averted. The 34-9 loss at Central Florida was on Fox and drew $2 million. The Clemson game in Chapel Hill on October 4th remained on the mothership's prime station at the least desirable kickoff time of noon. The game drew $1.86 million for the first half, which ended 35-3 in the Tigers' favor. Carolina's Friday night, 10:30 Eastern time game at Cal will be on full ESPN because it was contracted that way before the season. And if the Heels should pull off a win over the 14-point favored Bears, most people will have gone to bed long before it ended. Another loss for UNC, 2-3, might be the last chance Belichick has of appearing on ESPN in primetime for the rest of the season. This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.